Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. You feel me? Got an up-and-coming, dope, great talent straight out of Denver, Colorado. Buddy been doing his thing for a minute. It's only right I have him on the dopest show, Smith Express Show. You feel me? Got my homie Jason. What's good, my dude?
Hey, what's up? What's up, gang? You already know what's going on. We tapping in. We making moves out here.
Hey, I see you, my dude. You definitely out there getting it in early, man. I definitely salute you. Shout out to the whole Denver, Colorado. You feel me? So look,
shout out everybody out here making that moves, putting in that work and everything. It's a grind. It's a hustle, and I shout out everybody doing that.
Hell yeah. So look, let's get straight into it. You feel me? You go by the name of Jason. Is there a meaning behind the name?
Yeah. So Jason is actually my name. I go like my government name is Jason. But I go by J, so that's why it's J-Sin. The sin stands for everything that I've done in my life. I'm nothing but a sinner and everything, and it's just trying to right your wrongs and moving past them and everything.
That's dope. So how long you been doing the music thing?
Honestly, I've been doing music since I was a little kid, and it was like helping my older brother produce and everything. Since I was like 9 years old, I was helping my older brother produce his music and everything. Music's been a big part of my life, with my grandpa being in a mariachi band and then my brother making music. I got cousins and a bunch of family that just made music and everything, and then I didn't start making my own music till I was about 19. Like, so I've been doing it for about 3-4 years now.
That's dope. You seeing, like, at an early age how music is and how people was consuming, what's your take on that, on how people get to the music now? Because back in the day, if an artist sold 1 million records, they literally had to wake up, put their shoes on, go to the store, and buy the album, physical album. Like, now it's just a touch of a button and you get all the music you want. You think that's a pros and cons to it?
Yeah, it's definitely a pros and cons to it. I mean, the pros are like, yo, you could get more out there and everything. It all depends on how you promote yourself and how you come out with your music and everything. Like, most of my music builds off emotion and everything, like what I'm going through at the moment, like whether that's anger, sadness, anything like that. So, like, back then with the record sales and everything, I think it was recently an artist said, I'm gonna start selling my music on Cash App. Like, you have to Cash App me to, it was one of the bigger artists, I think I want to say Meek Mill. He was like, yo, you gotta have Cash App me to get my new music type thing. Like, where it's like resorting back to the old school, like selling mixtapes on the street and all that kind of stuff. Nowadays I could just walk around the street with the thumb drive and everything and just hand them out and everything, like, or a QR code, and just people scan my stuff and they'll take them to a link to all that kind of stuff. So it's harder to blow up because and make profit off of it, but also is easier because of the, like, different streaming platforms and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, I definitely agree on that one. Because, like, back in the day, remember also, though, like, what was the fun thing about it was that just getting that booklet, you know, getting that CD and just reading that booklet and seeing who all was involved and even making a record. Because back in the day, like, ghostwriting was a no-no. You feel me? Especially as a hip-hop artist. People was looked down for if you had ghostwriters, if you had multiple people helping you with songs and stuff. Nowadays,
I still see that as kind of a no-no. Like, if you're going to be an artist and you're going to be true to yourself, music is a way to express yourself and everything. And if somebody else is writing your music, then I don't feel like you're really expressing yourself. You're just kind of being the name. Like, it's more like brands and everything. You're just a brand at that point. Like, you're not really sharing your emotions. You're not really sharing your story and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's a big problem. I feel like when an artist sits down and takes the time to write a song and gets deep into his emotions and feel some type of way about that song, I feel like that has more meaning behind it rather than just having a ghostwriter write your own music.
That's facts. That's big facts. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You coming from Denver, Colorado. Denver had always had their foot in the door when it comes to hip-hop music, correct?
Yeah, we always had our foot in the door, but we've never fully been submerged in the door. There's not an artist, I feel like, that has really blown up out here. I mean, we got artists that are on the come up, like Troy Good. Who else do we have? Ransteez, Ray Reed. We have a bunch of great, talented artists and everything. But even them, they just, like, a lot of them just live here. A lot of them aren't from here. Like Troy Good, he's from Chicago and everything, and he's blowing up out here. So I feel like, no disrespect or hate, because that's my brother or anything, but I feel like a Denver artist needs to blow up in Denver, not another city's artist.
Wow, and that's crazy. I never knew that. That's so dope. I mean, because, like, I know people go to Denver for shows. You guys show hella support. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never been an issue to where it's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys banned anybody from anything. Like, you never stopped. You guys never stopped no one from succeeding. And I salute the whole Denver, Colorado for that. Because I know a couple of Chicago artists that go to Denver. And you know what I'm saying? They always show this. You know what I'm saying? It's always love out there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you're not from here and you're coming out to do shows, you're definitely going to get some love and support and all that. But, like, when you're from somewhere, I feel like it's the hardest to get support. Oh, like, yeah. It took me 2 years, three, almost, like, within this last year, I feel like that's when I started actually getting noticed and getting support from people that I, like, knew and I grew up with and everything, because they see the moves I'm making and everything with all the shows I'm doing, videos and everything I'm shooting and everything. So, like, and the movement I'm starting to make. So, like, it is very hard to get love where you're from.
You know what? You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree, because it's like a lot of Chicago artists, they sometimes feel that same way. Where, like, they feel like Chicago is the hardest, but some of the artists from different cities come here and they get nothing but love. You feel me? But it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with me. I've never, personally, knock on wood, like, I never had that issue. Like, I fuck with Chicago. Chicago fuck with me hard. But, like, some of the artists are, you know, it's definitely real. It's definitely a struggle. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, like, I felt that because I've been out to Chicago and go do some shows and all that kind of stuff. So when I went out there, all they did was show me nothing but love and just, like, it was dope. Like, I got an announcement that I was in the building and everything. It was dope. Like, Chicago definitely showed me love, and I will always show my love back to Chicago.
That's dope. That's dope. So, like, right now, are you currently working on an album, mixtape, EP, or are you just dropping singles?
Honestly, I don't really feel like dropping albums, EPs as a independent artist and, like, as a local artist and everything is worth it, because a person's not going to listen to the whole album unless they really, really like you and really is your friend type thing. So, like, I like dropping singles and everything. It gives me more time to promote my music and everything. So, like, I got a bunch of singles just ready to be dropped, but I'm going to shoot music videos to all each and every one of them before I drop them. So then it gives them that hype and everything, because not a lot of people just like listening to music. They like seeing the visuals, too.
That's dope. That's dope. So you said that you've been doing a lot of shows. Out of all the songs, like, what, wherever you go, like, who shows the most love, and what song do they look for you to perform that drive the crowd crazy?
Honestly, I got a few songs. Like, where they showed me the most love, I feel like when I opened up for Shorty at Herman's Hideaway, that was crazy. Or Phoenix flexing at the Roxy. The Roxy is a great place to do shows and everything. But, like, when I perform, like, certain songs, like, I have this song called Do Your Dance, and it's for the females and everything. I've had females hop up on stage and start shaking some ass type thing. But, like, when it comes down to it, I feel like a lot of people wait for this song called Why You Mad, and it's just because of the story behind it and everything. Like, just simp ass motherfuckers just hating and just being mad about females. Damn. And we all know somebody that's been mad over a female, and you're just like, bro, chill.
Yeah, it was over mad.
It's like the why and your girl is silent. That's our girl. Like, chill, bro.
Mad, or it's just they turn with her.
Right, exactly. That's how it is.
Mad, that's dope. That's dope. And, like, you know what I'm saying? You traveling the States to perform. What city you think showed you the most love?
Honestly, shit, hometown. My hometown showed me the most love, where I had the most fans and everything, most people, because I'm tapped in with a lot of entrepreneurs and everything, a lot of different artists out in other states, but I'm not tapped in with a lot of fan bases out in other states.
That's dope. That's dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Usually when I perform, or if I'm doing something, I always I don't go deep. I pretty much go and, like, just know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Just blend in with whatever, and then, you know what I'm saying? It'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Denver, Colorado. I'm definitely trying to make my, I'm definitely going to make my way out there. You feel me? We definitely going to get it in.
Most definitely. Me and you were already talking about you coming out here for the Pac-Man show. That would be amazing if you can. Get you tapped in with some more of the promoters and management and everything out here for the artists, and a lot of the artists and everything too, because a lot of them are really dope people and everything, and they show nothing but love. It's their fan base and everything. Like, the showcases out here, as soon as their artist is done performing, they will leave, and that is not cool. Like, I feel like when you go to a show, you should stay for each and every artist, because they are all putting in that time in the studios and at home and everything to try to boost themselves and try to become, like, better and everything. So, like, I feel like if you go to a showcase and it's just nothing but local artists, I feel like you should stay there for each and every artist, because, yeah, we are putting in the work to give you entertainment and give you a show.
That's facts, bro. And I salute for you breaking that down, if people, you know what I'm saying, people tuning in may not understand how important it is, because it's like, bro, people put in blood, sweat, and tears just to rock the crowd, or just to, you know what I'm saying, just to make their dream come true, and I think that's hella dope. You know what I'm saying? The big
facts. It's not just that. We are also sharing, like, me, I share my story. I'll put what I've done in my music. I'm going to say what happened in my music, and I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty about it. Like, I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. You can hear me say ops names in my music. You can hear me say people's stuff in my music and certain situations. So, like, at the end of the day, it ain't nothing, like, it's just all a story.
That's dope. That's fire. You feel me? So, look, hey, you know what I'm saying? But before we even get more into the interview, how could they get a hold of you? Like, shout out your social media.
Honestly, you could get me on Facebook at JAYANTZ, JAYANTZ, or you could get at me on Instagram, where it's J_Sin333. I keep that 333 for my fallen brother. I go through those numbers, them angel numbers, all the time. You could get me on Spotify underneath JSin. I got a couple songs on there, YouTube, all that kind of stuff, but most of my music is low-key on SoundCloud, just because I don't like releasing my music until I feel like it's ready.
I feel you. Oh, what about Apple Music? Like, is it
Apple Music, all that. I'm on all platforms. I use DistroKid to distribute my music and all that.
That's dope. Hey, you said it's J-S-I-N?
Yeah, J-S-I-N.
Alright. And what, like, what singles you got out right now?
Right now, I got a song called Chopper on My Hip with my homeboy Lil Dub. I got this song called Dog Shit with my homeboy Troy Good. I got a song called Switches with my homeboy Kowski. And then I got that song Why You Mad. So those are all on all platforms. Any other song is going to be released here soon.
That's dope. Hey, what's it called? Another thing is, bro, you got some of the most dopest music videos out right now.
That is amazing. I appreciate that, because my music videos, I've only ever paid, the max I've ever paid for a music video is $100.
That's crazy. Man.
All my other music videos and everything have been shot for free or all out of love and everything. So, yeah, shout out those videographers out here really making a move. Shot in Denver, Jared Sharp. There's countless amazing videographers out here that you could tap in with.
That's fire, bro. Hey, we gon' woo. We finna make history, y'all.
Oh, for real. Nothing but love for my city and everybody that puts in that work for my city.
That's dope. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are some of your influences and motivations while you was coming up, or while you, you know what I'm saying, first getting into the music game?
Some of my biggest inspirations were, like, I love Mac Miller, I love Juice WRLD, I love Vaughn, like, when it comes down to that drill. But you also gotta show love for them legends like Nas, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was one of the biggest inspirations to music nowadays. So you cannot show no hate towards Lil Wayne, because he's the one that paved that path. but a lot of artists, honestly, I used to listen to a whole bunch of artists, from like jazz artists like Miles Davis to classical. I like Frank Sinatra. I like abundant of music, to down to like classical. The only really kind of music I can't really mess with is country, and I'm from Colorado, and I'm like, I can't do it.
For no lie, bro. Hey, country music is dope to me, bro.
Like, there's certain songs that be hitting, but there's like certain songs like pop country I can't do.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm already knowing like that. I mean to each his own, whatever floats a boat. But like, I'm already know what you're talking about though. You know what I mean? They definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah, like that Lil Nas X song. Like, I can't hop on that way. Like.
Oh,
I couldn't do that.
Man, I mean, to each his own, though, bro.
Oh, most definitely. Everybody got their personal opinion, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Just my opinion is, like, I'm not big on the pop country. I'm more big on the actual, like, country artists. Like nice. I love country. Like, when it comes down to it, like, I love country, but not that pop country.
Man, I'm talking, like, they really be going crazy.
Oh, most definitely. There's a new artist out here. Well, I don't think he's a new artist, but he just dropped his country song. His name's like Pac Sandoval. He just dropped his country song, and that, it was dope. Like, I'm a big fan of that song and everything, and I'm going to be working with him on a song and everything on some Morgan Wallen, Lil Durk type vibe. So that's going to be dope. I'm excited for that collab coming soon.
That's dope. That's real dope. Oh, what's it called? So... Next up, like, you know what I'm saying, I want to ask, like, are you, like, what's next for you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this more music, or are you planning on getting into, the, like, the acting, or?
Yeah, it's going to be more music right now and everything. Hopefully, I can start up my own videography thing with my homegirl. She, Reyes Visuals. Me and her are about to collab and work on stuff together. I'm actually just had a Christian artist in my studio the other day. And me and her were making some music and everything, so it's going to be a lot of different changes going on with my music, and a lot of, I'm honestly going to start pushing more positivity than I do negativity, because a lot of my music is about, like, negative things that has happened to me, so, like, my next step is to push past all the negativity that I've been through, and to boost positivity and all that kind of stuff.
That's dope. That's fire, bro. You know what I'm saying? I salute you for even taking that route. Because, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing, like, you mentioned Mac Miller. That's why I love Mac Miller so much, because it's Mac Miller, like, he was one of the first artists in that era, that drill music era, to make it cool for you to be yourself.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Mac Miller's music has helped me get through so much, like, so much things. Like, I love Mac Miller. I could listen to Mac Miller all day long. He's an amazing artist, and it's sad that we lose the greatest artists, I feel like. We lose artists before their even potential is fully reached.
Yeah, and that's hella crazy, bro. Like,
I feel like rapping and making music and everything is one of the most dangerous professions, because a lot of jealousy and a lot of hate towards you, even though you're just trying to do your thing and trying to make a come up. Like, my come up is for my brother Benji, that's locked up and everything, and my homeboy Bear that's passed away, and then now my newborn son. So. Yeah, I have my motivation on why I
want to
do this.
Yeah, that's, man. And you know what I'm saying? That's definitely crazy. You know what I'm saying? I salute you for, you know what I'm saying, for even having that motivation and that drive to keep going. Because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, are sometimes not even strong enough to even endure some of the things that some certain people go through in life. You feel me?
Yeah, you always want to try to make your name bigger than your story. Everybody goes through so much BS throughout their life and everything, but your goal is, at the end of the day, is to make your name bigger than that.
Facts, big facts. So, like, you know what I'm saying? And within the next 5 years, like, where do you see yourself?
Honestly, I can see myself traveling and doing so much more music and just working with the bigger artists, because I'm tapped in with a lot of them and everything, so working with bigger artists and just pushing forward and hopefully making some, like, a big name and a big impact, not just for myself but for Denver.
That's dope. So, like, you know what I'm saying, you collaborated with quite a few artists though. Is there any dream collaboration you would like to see happen that hasn't happened already?
I've I've been talking to Phoenix Flexin and his crew and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully me and Phoenix could hop on something together. I'm working on trying to get this feature from Sada Baby too, which would be amazing. I would love to work with Sada Baby. But right now I'm trying to save up and trying to buy this Gucci Mane feature. It's only like 3 racks because I'm tapped in with some of his peoples. So trying to get that would be amazing because it's Gucci and like that name and everything would just pop. Everybody would be like, oh, really? Like, you got a song with Gucci Mane?
That's dope. That's dope. So, like, you know what I'm saying? In the short words, like, how would you describe your style?
My style, I'm everywhere with my style. I've done stuff like King Von to Juice WRLD to, Sleepy Hollow to Eminem. I remixed Eminem's Superman. I remixed King Von's Took Her to the O. So damn. I'm just kind of everywhere with my music. It's just, like, how I'm feeling at the moment. I wouldn't put myself underneath one category of like rap or anything because I write a bunch of music and it's just like abundant of different styles and all that kind of stuff. But I also produce like EDM music and house music and all that kind of stuff. So like I'm everywhere with my music. I'm trying to connect to everybody and their styles.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? I know we talked about like the hardships, like, you know what I'm saying? Being a rapper nowadays is one of the most dangerous jobs in America or in the world in general. You feel me? With all the robbery and murders and stuff happening. We lost a lot of greats within the last 3 to 5 years. In your opinion, what's some of the great things about being a rapper?
Connecting with your fans, connecting with people when you're out and about and somebody recognizes you and they walk up to you and ask you if you're really you. Or, like, somebody plays your music and they don't know it's you. Like, that's amazing. Like, when it's like that and you're starting to get noticed like that, it's amazing. Being an artist is also amazing therapy because you could express how you're feeling at the moment. You could, like, make a song about being sad. You can make a song about being mad. You can make a song about being happy. Like, it's especially, like, amazing with the therapy of behind music.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree because it's like there's no better feeling to be rocking the crowd and someone singing word for word. You feel me? As if they wrote the song. I think that's dope.
Oh, most definitely. I have had one of my friends. His name's Wayne and everything. I had him on stage with me and he was over there rapping every single word. And I looked at him and I was like, bro, I barely know this song. Like, damn, what?
That's dope. Like that feeling right there, that gives you a natural high. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Because like when you think about
getting off the stage and people wanting to take pictures with you and everything like that. That is an amazing feeling. Taking pictures, people giving you hugs. I remember signing my first autograph. That was dope. Like, I was at a little bar and we were performing and this older guy walks up to me, asked me who I am, like if I'm who I am and everything. And I told him, yeah. He asked me if I was performing. I told him, yeah. He's like, dope. I cannot wait to see you. We were listening to your music on the way here. Like, he was like really excited to meet me and all this kind of stuff. And I felt honored and everything. And then he asked me to sign his hat. Bro still has his hat hung up on his wall to this day.
That's dope. That's fire. Oh me, I'm already knowing that feeling is priceless. You feel me?
Oh, most definitely.
So like, you know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, you know what I'm saying? And Jason is old, got the grandkids sitting around the fireplace. What is it that you hope people take away from your music?
I hope that they take away no matter what you go through, no matter anything like that, that you will still push forward and you will still try to achieve your dreams and everything. Like, you got to put 110% into your dreams in order for them to, like, follow out. So just following your dreams and everything. I want to be that prime example of, oh, like, there were so many people that doubted me and so many people that didn't believe in me. But look, I made it because I followed my dreams and I put my 100% effort into it.
That's facts. Hey, well, one of the things that hip-hop artists deals with are trolls, like you know what I'm saying, like behind the computer thugs, you know what I'm saying, typing thugs, like how do you deal with that?
Honestly, my haters are my biggest motivation because without people liking you, I mean, without people hating you, there's gonna be people that like you, and the only reason why they hate you is because they ain't you.
Facts. That's big facts, bro.
Because they see that you're making a movement, you're making a wave or something like that, and they ain't liking it because they're not the one making that wave. So with all the trolls and all the haters and all that kind of stuff, you just throw your middle finger up and say, fuck them.
Big facts. You know what I'm saying? And that's well said, for real. Because a lot of people do be letting some of that stuff get to them, like the comments. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to have something slick to say. Not everybody's going to like everybody.
Oh, no. You just got to take it as constructive criticism. If somebody don't like that song, tell them go listen to a different one. See if they like that one. See what kind of style of music they like and base a song around that. So then you could connect with them, too.
That's real. I definitely agree on that. So, look, hey, let me ask you this. Like, with all the success, you know what I'm saying? And just to ask you, like, how do you go about it? But, like, how is it that you stay so grounded and so humble, you know what I'm saying, with the great things you've accomplished?
Honestly, I try not to do this for me. I'm doing it for the people around me and everything. I don't care if I make it or anything, but I care that I make it for them. Like, if it wasn't for them and all the people around me and everything that I, like, genuinely care about, and, like, my homeboy Benji Bear, my son and all that, I want Benji to come out of jail and be comfortable and not have to worry about really nothing because he missed out on so much time of his life. So I want him to be comfortable. I want to push my brother Bear Sati along and everything, and his brand and everything, because he got his stuff after he passed away. He ordered it all, and then he passed away, and then all of it came in. So I want to be able to push that out so then I could help his mama and everything. Mama Bear, I want to help her out and everything so that she's comfortable and ain't got to worry about it, because he was one of her biggest caregivers and everything. So to be able to do that, that would be amazing. And then I want to be able to move my son out of, like, the shitty school area that we in and everything. And I want to be able to put my son into a better school and all that kind of stuff. So, like, he has a better future and everything, and he don't have to go through what I went through to get to where I'm at.
That's fire, bro. You know what I'm saying? I definitely salute you all the way, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, because like I said, a lot of people, be on some for them type shit. You feel me? I salute you just on the strength that you care about others, that you want to see others make it, you want to see others be successful. You know what I'm saying? Both family and friends and supporters. You feel me? That's dope.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm doing this for the brothers that can't be here to stand on that stage with me. Because whenever I'm performing one of mine and Benji's songs or something like that, I'm just thinking, like, at a big show and all that where there's 600-700 people in the crowd and everything, I just imagine him there with me, doing it with me. You know, it makes me sad, but I just got to keep pushing forward and keep doing it, because he would be proud. And at every show, I have the crowd screaming out, "Free Benji."
That's dope for real. Free Benji, you feel me?
Most definitely. Free my dog till it's backwards.
Oh, me. Hey, so look, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In your opinion, what are your favorite topics to write about, and how do you go about approaching writing the lyrics?
Honestly, it all comes to me when something pops off. Say that's a breakup or somebody being mad about a female, or like just I go through something or I do some dumb shit or something, I'm becoming like when I sing or something like that, I feel like that helps me write my music, and it just comes all natural, where it's just like the words write itself. It's a puzzle. You just gotta find the words and fit them together right to make them fit.
Man, that's fire. You know what I'm saying? And that's dope. Because, like, a lot of people nowadays, you know what I'm saying, they say whatever comes to mind or whatever sounds cool at the moment, or, you know what I'm saying, that's dope that you actually take the time out to actually construct stories and, you know what I'm saying, actual real-life situations versus some made-up cartoon shit, you feel me?
Yeah, like, all my stories is what I've been through and everything, so, like, people blowing up my phone and all that kind of stuff over females and all that kind of stuff. And then, like, I have some sad songs where it's like I'm going through some breakup type thing and I'm, like, writing about that situation and everything. I feel like it's dumb for them females to hurt the guys that make music, because them guys that make music are going to make a song about them and they ain't going to like it.
Man, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? I done ran across so many diss tracks. Man, that's real. Man,
like, I once had this female out here in Denver. She wrote a whole song, like a diss track on me and everything. So I found the beat that she used and I made a diss track about her. But now me and her are so cool and everything. She a great person and everything now, but like Yeah, she wrote a diss track about me, so I wrote one back, and it hurt her feelings, and she stopped making music for a long time.
Damn. Oh, hey, is it still up or not?
Oh, yeah, it's up on my SoundCloud. It's called Love No Bitch Part 2.
Damn. Hey, you definitely got to send me links, G. I'm going to definitely check it out.
Most definitely. And, like, I don't know, I used some, like, motivation from, like, certain artists and everything to help me write the music with the style of music I'm writing and everything. So, like, I use, like, my favorites are, like, Vaughn, Juice WRLD. I use Schoolboy Q one time. Schoolboy Q is an amazing artist. He's really underrated. But, yeah, I use a lot of their, like, you're a filter of what you listen to. So if you listen to a lot of, like, certain type of music, you're going to make that type of music. So it's better to push, like, listen to an abundance of music where it's, like, different genres and different everything to help you expand and grow your mind as an artist.
That's facts. That's facts. You know what I'm saying? Like that's dope. I agree. So, look, hey, let me ask you this. In your opinion, which one you think is better? Recording a song or performing a song?
Well, when you record a song, well, when you're performing a song, I'm thinking about the times of us sitting in the studio making the song. So it kind of goes together hand in hand, where it's like, it gives you the flashbacks of you being in the studio with your homie that probably ain't there or something like anymore or something like that. And it gives you the flashbacks and it helps you remember the times in the studio. So the times in the studio is amazing because, like, I don't know, they go hand in hand most definitely. Because it's with the song comes memories and how the song was made. So when you're performing it and everything, it is amazing to, like, be up there on stage and performing it. But it also does give you the nostalgia of recording, the recording process, making the beat and everything, sitting there with the artist and just working.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. But for me, I kind of like performing it more so than I like recording it.
Recording could be, it could be one of the hardest processes ever. Especially if you're not comfortable at the studio that you're in or wherever. Like, if you're not comfortable, the music's going to sound off. So you definitely have to be comfortable in your environment and everything where you're recording.
I agree. I agree 110%. Cause it's like sometimes, like when recording it, cause you know what I'm saying, you might get the song done, but you might have to go back and read. You know what I'm saying? As you listen to it, you're like, oh man, I got to change this. I should have said this more clear. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Like, I don't know how many times me and my friend AP3 we recorded this one song. It's called Art of War 2. And everything. I don't know how many different studios we recorded it in. I don't know how many times we re-recorded it. It's just, it's hard to get it out right at the certain areas.
Oh, yeah. It's just like certain, because not all engineers are the same. You feel me?
Oh, most definitely not. And I'm the type where I'm not going to go to a studio. I built my own studio in my room, and I record everything with my booth. Like, I built a whole booth with a window and everything. So, like, I'm the type that if I'm going to get it done, I'm going to get it done right myself.
Facts. Big facts. You feel me? I definitely agree. And I salute you on that for real, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I want to be the whole team pretty much. I want to have, like, the whole setup where I'm recording my music, shooting the music video, and then doing all the shows and everything. Because I've been managing myself this whole career and everything, and it's gotten me far. Me managing myself. And people ask me, who's your manager and all that kind of stuff. And I just like myself. Like, if you really want something, you're going to go out there and go get it.
Facts. That's big facts, bro. Also, look, let me ask you this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you have anything going on, like any up and coming shows? I know you do. Like, just talk your shit, let it all out, bro. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, you booked for so many shows. I be seeing you out there promoting and pushing it. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm opening up for BFB the Pac-Man on May 3rd, or May 14th, my apologies, May 14th at Cervantes, the other side. And then I know I got Lil Tuzi coming out here on December 1st. That one is not announced yet, but it's going to be for one of the bros' birthdays and everything. So I'm going to be opening up for Lil Tuzi, too. Last year, I opened up for Twista, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Sada Baby, Shorty Shorty, Kirko Bangs, and Phoenix Flexin' all within the last year. And I traveled out to another state. So it was nothing on blessings for me last year. But I'm working on getting all that doubled this year.
That's fire. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? I salute you for your grind and all that you brought and continue to bring to hip hop, bro. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? I definitely salute you. It's definitely an honor to have you on the show, for real.
Hey, it's an honor to be here, for real. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. It's just another opportunity I was given and I'm going to take.
That's love. Hey, bro, we definitely finna work, bro. For real, for real. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to keep you too long. You feel me? Like, but just close it out. Like, for those that is tuning in, you got any encouraging words for those that are trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished?
Honestly, yeah, I do got a couple things I gotta say. One second. I actually have this written because this is one of the biggest things I always tell all the people that, like, make music, that are entrepreneurs in the clothing business and everything. If you have a dream, chase it. Put 100% effort at all times. The only person that's stopping you from achieving those dreams and goals is you. If you had a I had a dream for opening up for my favorite artist, and I'm living those dreams every single day, and I'm steady screaming fuck the ops at each and every one of my shows. So if you have a dream, go chase it. Ain't nobody stopping you but you.
That's dope. That's fire. You know what I'm saying? You heard it here first. To the partner Jason, all the way in Denver, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Doing his damn thing, man. Hey, I swear to God, I'm proud of you, bro. For real. If you have no idea, man. For real. You always got my support.
I see you with your book, brother. I see you with your book. That's taking off, for real. You really doing a movement out here, and I appreciate you for doing your movement and making the noise that you are making as well.
Good looking, bro. We got so much shit that's finna happen, bro. Magazine, shout out to Frazier Boy. You know what I'm saying? We definitely finna tune in hard. You have no
idea. Oh, yeah, we gonna be in that magazine, too, so you can catch me on that, too. And hopefully I could be out there performing on my birthday at that Lucas Oil Stadium with you.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The 10th?
Yeah, the June 10th game.
Oh, yeah. Hey, say less. Hey, you there. You know what I'm saying?
That's straight up on my birthday and everything. Like, that's the day I was born, so I'm excited to go do that with you.
Yeah, hey, you there. Hey, say less. You already there. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up. You feel me? As soon as we hang up, we're going to chop it up. I'm finna put you into some shit. You feel me?
Yeah, there nothing but money-making moves and nothing but growth over here.
Big facts. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Let's get it. All right, then. All right.